Club headlines.
Alex Cora talking at Red Sox spring training, where the team gets ready for 2018, and you need to do what?
One thing for sure, we have to be better in the base path. That's important. The value of the outs, it's always been like that in this game, but where we at now with the guys that are throwing, it's very important to value every out.
First game for the Red Sox happens on Thursday, an exhibition against Northeastern. Winter Olympics, we were just talking about the U.S. men's hockey team beating Slovakia 2-1, the final. Ryan Donato scoring both of the goals. Team is now 1-0-1, so they take on the athletes from Russia tomorrow morning. That'll be the final preliminary game. Bruins, meanwhile, are headed out west. Take on Vancouver tomorrow night to begin a Western road trip. The NBA All-Star Weekend gets underway tonight. It's the Rising Stars game. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, both playing for Team USA in that contest. And in golf, the Genesis Open, taking place at Riviera Country Club, Pacific Palisades, California. Patrick Cantlay alone atop the leaderboard. He is 6 under par, 1 under for today's round through 4 holes. Tiger Woods 7 strokes off the lead after posting a 1-over-72 in the opening round yesterday. Get underway with his second round later this afternoon. Headlines are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Make 2018 the last year. Weight loss is your New Year's resolution. Lose it fast and for life with Awaken 180 Weight Loss. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Miss Toucher and Rich.
Oh, boy, well.
Or Felger and Maz.
That is an insult.
Listen to the podcasts on the new 98.5 The Sports Hub app. They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away.
I swear that Jim Louth should get some sort of payment.
For what?
For the popularity of this song.
Yeah.
You can't go anywhere without hearing this song now.
People can't believe the story. It's Louth. Louth started this.
You can't go anywhere without seeing it, hearing
lack of
it.
Energy one day.
It's in commercials. This song is everywhere. What? This song is more popular now than I think when it came out.
It really is. Like every sporting event now.
Everywhere.
High school games.
You can't avoid this thing. And it's not a local thing. It's gone national.
Yeah.
National. Let's get into it here in the noontime hour.
Oh, speaking of national, real quick,
yeah,
too, and if you're in town, maybe you're visiting.
Want to be live and local.
Maybe you're driving around. Thanks for checking out your live and local sports radio talk show. We appreciate you.
Trying to talk here in the middays, as we like to say in the promos.
Talk tie well.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Jack perfect. Talk tie.
Absolutely.
Yep. Here in local.
I want to get to some sound from Hanley Ramirez because he talks about Tom Brady for about 4 minutes today.
What?
Yep.
Oh, boy. Never put those two together.
That can't be missed. But before we do that, Jim, you might want to have the breaking news sounder ready to go. You might want to keep your finger on the trigger because Ray in the car says he has inside info on Malcolm Butler. Ray.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, Ray. What do you know about the Malcolm Butler situation?
What do you got?
Okay, guys, so we have a friend of ours whose sister is a girlfriend. I'm not going to say any names, get anybody in trouble. But this person's sister's engaged to one of the players. He told us, Malcolm
Wait a minute. So you got a person's sister that's engaged to one of the players that you know?
Yes.
Okay.
And this person told us that Malcolm Butler was late to a team meeting that night. His excuse was that he was out shopping with his family. And then later on that night was late for curfew at the hotel. That's what I was told. You guys, I'm interested to hear what you guys have to say.
I have nothing to
say.
Me
too. I've got nothing to say. So?
Well, he put on an Instagram. I was never late to a meeting. I never went to any concert. I spent a ton of time with my family and enjoyed my family the week. He was sick earlier in the week. He went out there Tuesday night. They picked him up. Why do you put that out there then, if that's true? If you were late to curfew, and if you were late to the meeting the night before the Super Bowl, well, I could see you being, I could see your playing time being diminished.
How do you get out there, by the way? We haven't talked
flew out.
Commercial?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Because I know somebody that's on the T-Motel that was going down the elevator to go pick him up.
Well, just because they're picking him up doesn't mean he was on a flight with the rest of the
it's a good point.
Patriots fans going around.
I mean, I don't know. But that was Tuesday. I mean, Patriots fans were starting to go out on Wednesday, on Thursday. I mean, but that's funny, though. Yeah. No pictures, no nothing. Hey, I'm on a flight with Malcolm. Kind of weird. JetBlue or whatever. I don't know. You think those pictures or somebody would have snapped something?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It's pretty recognizable.
Just a weird point that we hadn't really thought of.
Right.
Yeah, I don't have anything to add to that. I think we've already put both of those scenarios out there as possibilities, showing up late to a meeting, showing up late for curfew. Malcolm has denied both of those directly. So is the team. So is Bill.
Team said it wasn't disciplinary.
So is Matt Patricia.
Just an unfortunate that he was not part of any package.
Yeah.
A single package, not a one, a uno. It's not like he held the Eagles to 13 points.
So Hanley Ramirez is back at it, baby. Oh. Had the offseason surgery. Feeling good. Got the shoulder fixed. And guess what he's doing now?
I don't know. Preaching.
TB12 method.
Shut up.
Hanley Ramirez needs 497 plate appearances to trigger a $22 million option with the Patriots.
With the Red Sox.
What did I say?
Patriots.
Yeah. Sorry. Yep. Thinking Tom Brady.
It's okay.
My B.
Hey, TB12.
Yeah, TB12.
Stretch it more out. Than Brady makes.
It is more than Brady makes. Can you? That's just the difference in sports. Isn't that amazing? That Hanley Ramirez makes more money than Tom Brady. Mind-blowing. All right, so what has Hanley got today? First of all, he tells us how many games he wants to play at first base. This is mind-blowing.
Hanley, in a perfect world, how many games would you see yourself playing at first this year?
Around 150, 158. Around the radar, so I can play, you know, many, at least one midway. But I have no problem with that.
Wait a minute. So what's he going to do with the other four games or the other?
Well, he's going to get a few days.
He's got himself pegged for 158 at first base.
He went from 150 to 158 like that.
No, he said that range. That's his range. Do you know how many times he's played 158 games in his career? Once. You know when that was? His rookie year, 2006.
Bet he wasn't on TB12 then.
He's feeling better.
Of course he is.
He should want to play.
Did he have that water bottle?
Every game at first base. He played better when he was at first base.
He has not played 150 games since 2012.
Did he have the little cloudy water bottle with him, drinking every 5 minutes?
Okay, he's ready.
Is he hydrating? It's a hydration method, the 12th method. Got to get the water going. Got to get the water flowing through the muscles, through all those joints.
All right, so he's laying out some of his stats. First, games played. He's going to be in the range of 150 to 158. Let's get to home runs. How many home runs?
And there's been a lot of talk that the team needs more power this season, more home runs. You hit 23 last year with a shoulder injury most of the year.
You imagine?
Are you a guy who can provide some of that additional power?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt. And you're going to see it. For sure. You know? Literally, I was hitting with one arm last year, and I hit 23. You know? So now that I feel good. Cannot be no excuses. Better go out there and hit more than 30.
Better go out there and hit more than 30. I hit 23 with one arm last year.
Literally.
Literally. As in they literally took off one of his arms.
Literally, go back and watch the games. I had one arm.
It's a new flesh wound.
All right, give me a little sample of TB12. A little sample of Hanley doing TB12.
I'd like to hear this.
So you said you were lifting weights, but lesser weight, just smaller.
More bands, you know.
Bands.
I went on the Tom Brady side, you know. So I think it's 100%, you know, everything he's saying in the book and the work he does, is, it makes sense, a lot of sense.
You're following.
So, again, wow. They're going to have to re-ask this question, and I know that's coming, because these reporters are like, wait, is Hanley, is he messing with us, or is he for real right now? Because
he's
you never
real.
Know with this guy.
That sounds like he's for real.
You never know with Hanley if he's telling you what's actually going on or if he's just messing with you. And he's not messing with them. He speaks at length about how he is adopting and using the TB12 method, because to him it makes a lot of sense. We'll get to that. We'll get to more of Hanley wow. Ramirez and more of your calls next.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
Hello? Go ahead.
What
was that?
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. Then there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, brandy, you're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided.
It's a good start to the show. A little boat talk kind of set the tone for the day. You ever been in a dinghy, Beetle?
A dinghy?
Yeah, one of them little boats.
Quit
with the little...
playing with your dinghy.
Yeah. Hey, Tommy. Dinghies right. suck, man. Like little, you know, wobbly on there. You can eat it to get out to the boat if you moor the boat away from the dock.
Right.
You got to paddle out there, and then the boat banks into the side, and you kind of stand up, you're going to fall in. I've fallen overboard on those suckers a couple times.
Cheapest way to do it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to moor your boat.
Right.
All right. Now, let's get back to Hanley Ramirez. I don't think whiskey's on the TB12, is it?
No.
No.
God, no.
So you said you were lifting weights, but lesser weight, just smaller?
More bands, you know. I went on the Tom Brady side, you know. So I think it's 100%, you know, everything he's saying in the book and the work he does, it makes sense, a lot of sense.
You're following his book, or did you visit Alistair?
I am. You know, I'm reading his book, and, you know, it's working for me. You know, because what can work for me cannot work for you, so it's working for me.
Did you visit Alex Guerrero?
No, I haven't.
Okay, have you lost weight?
I did.
How much?
Around 15.
Do you feel much better?
Yeah. You know, my hips and you know, swinging, you know, hands are faster and, you know, it's effortless, you know, and to do things.
Stop.
And, because at the end of the day, you sit down and thinking about, you know, the changes you got to make for next year, and, you know, and start to do those things. And when you start doing that, and you see the difference, you know.
Kev, I got a question. Who read the book? Did he read the book? He read the book?
I think he website.
He read the book?
Did you hear what he said?
I mean, I know he said he read the book, but...
No, he said, it's going to work for me. I can only talk about what works for me. That's the language. He's speaking the language.
Right.
Ooh, he's serious.
Was it a book on tape? Was it really the book?
But he gets the stuff Brady answers questions with, effortless, you know, not sore, and just, you know, feeling good, feel different. It's been league a while now. It's a grind. His shoulders have to feel like crap.
Well, he just had surgery to get one fixed. Says his hips feel good, too.
Remember, was that two training camps ago when he showed up and Shaughnessy said he looked like Jamie Collins?
Well, he looked like a light. He was jacked.
He's huge. He looked like Benintendi. How many years till Benintendi's on the bands?
Said he read Tom Brady's book. He said he's into it, man. He's got the bands. He was taking grounders today at first base. Looks good. Give him that.
Yeah.
And what'd you get out of the TB12 method? You know, is it diet, exercise? What did you take from Brady's book and plan?
And just when you yawn, you know that you need that biggest the big muscles, you know, to get stronger. When you get in that age, you know, you pass 30, you gotta concentrate now on the little muscles because you got that power from the big muscles.
Wow.
So, you know, when you get hurt, most of the time it's those little muscles that start working, you know, so you just gotta keep working those little muscles. So what the bands do, you know, they give you more resistance and, you know, keep the little muscle working.
Did you follow the diet recommendations as well, the food and all of that?
A little bit, but I got my guy too, you know. So I got a guy that he's been on top of me all year, the hot old season, you know. I can't wait to fire him, but it's okay.
Stop, stop, stop. Okay, I like this Hanley. I like this Hanley. He didn't show up being the same guy and being content with just picking up his $18 million a year check.
I love that. You know, no, hold on. Hold on. No, it's not about being content. He's motivated by the contract.
Oh, I know that.
He needs to be healthy to get the contract to vest.
You don't understand that. But this guy's made so much damn money over his years. You know, I mean, once you have enough, you have enough. And you just show up and
you don't want the other $22 million that's sitting there dangling like a carrot. You don't want that?
If he's not going through the money, he's eventually going to get it from somebody. If he doesn't get it here,
he's going to get a $22 million contract after this season somewhere.
Good.
I don't think
so. Who knows? Nutty crazy teams out there.
Nope, this is his last shot at a big one season payday.
So the key is here too. When you have that type of money, you have these type of people available to you. It's nice to have the ability to have the money to hire a personal trainer to say, go study the way, learn it, and apply it to me, and you're going to come train with me wherever I'm going to be, whether it's Dominican, whether it's going to be down in Florida, wherever I'm going to train, where I'm going to spend my offseason. You go immerse yourself in the TB12 method, and then you come to me. It's not like he's going there.
He's clearly motivated.
This is a good sign.
It's a good sign for the Red Sox.
Pliability.
He's talking about losing weight. He's talking about following this method.
He has a personal,
whether it be a nutritionist that he's got, and he says, I can't stand this guy. I can't wait till the day comes when I fire him. Like, so he's obviously followed whatever he's been told to follow. And he wants to be healthy and hit and produce, and he needs to get 497 plate appearances this season. If he gets 497 plate appearances, that vests his option for 2019. That's what he wants. Mm. More, Hanley Ramirez, more.
What led you to that?
I started doing that last year at the end of the season a little bit, you know, with the bands, and I was feeling a little bit better on my shoulder. You know, and I think you remember that we talked about it. And you know, I was ready for the, you know, for the off season to start 100%. You know, every day, and it's made a lot of changes in my life and my body.
Is it as simple as looking at him and saying it works for him? So why not me?
Not like that, you know. But what he's saying, you know, if you sit down and see what he's saying in the book, it's made a lot of sense. You know, so.
And did you reach out to Brady at all? Have you had any contact with him? Or would you like to do that? Just to talk to him about all this?
I think we're giving too much credit to Tom Brady right now, huh? Definitely, you know. I mean, the good thing about Brady is he's winning. You know, he's about winning and make his team better.
Who's this guy? Who took his brain out? Put somebody else's brain in.
He said we're giving too much credit to Tom Brady right now.
What is Maz going to do with this?
Is that what he said?
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to hear what Maz is going to do with Hanley, the canine, the problem. Who took Hanley's brain out and put somebody else's brain in? This is weird, man.
It's better vibe down there this year, huh?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Look at Jim. Jim's all fired up.
He is all fired up. He's all giddy about it.
I was a feral guy. I'm starting to rethink my position after hearing these guys talk the last couple days.
Good. Yep. Wow. You should.
Why were you such a feral guy?
I just thought I wasn't a feral guy necessarily. I just thought he got killed too hard. That's all.
Hanley Ramirez is going to be pliable. So maybe when he runs into a wall again, he won't. His body will not absorb it. You know, Brady knows how to fall on that left shoulder.
Yeah.
Maybe Hanley will know how to fall on that good shoulder. Protect the bad one. That pliability, you know, just all that water going through your system. Be water.
Be water? What?
Be water. It's Brady's big thing, be water. Nobody knew what that meant, right? Be water.
Yeah, I still don't really know what it means.
It's this it's the hydration part of it. It's pliability. It's continuous hydration. Is that Bruce Lee that was talking like that? It was Bruce Lee, right? Be water.
Be water. Nature of water, yes. Water.
Yes.
Yes.
I still don't really get all that. But okay.
Sure. Mm. Absolutely. JP in North Providence, what do you make of Hanley?
Beatles, oh, what is this, Hanley versus time now? Is he kidding me?
Could be. Hanley versus money.
I love
it. Hanley versus the hours. I'm not on steroids anymore, so I'm not jacked looking like an outside linebacker. I won't break down. I'm off the juice, and I'm going to be able to play in the field so I can get a new contract next year. He's got to be kidding me. If he read that whole book, I'll be shocked. And he's drinking
water. Of course he didn't. Of course he didn't. Oh, he hires people to do it.
He's taking Big Poppy's protein pills. Give me a break, guys. This is going to be fantastic this year. I can't wait for Cora to explode on, like, day two.
Can't wait for what to explode?
Cora. Oh, you said Cora. Alex Cora is going to explode on day two.
Thank you, Hardy.
I don't know what. What's Cora going to explode about?
I have no idea. I don't know. Gabe in Watertown. Hi, Gabe.
What's up, Phil?
What's up, Gabe? How's Watertown?
Good, man. I always wanted to do that. I always wanted to do that. Quick question.
Now it's done.
Everybody talks about how Brady only has a couple years.
Yeah.
2 years. A couple years. Two, maybe three. But he said himself that he wants to play to his mid-40s. Huh. Yeah. He wants to play till he sucks, right? Till he starts to suck.
Sure.
I don't see that until he's like 40. I can see him playing until he's 45. Easy.
What's the problem? What? What's wrong with that?
He wants to go back to boats. How about Mike and Lawrence? Mike.
Hey, guys. Hey, Scott.
Yes, sir, Mike.
Be water means...
Be water.
The path of least resistance. It doesn't mean stay hydrated. It means you like water. You follow the path of least resistance.
Right.
It's so much more than that.
Boat?
It's the softest thing on earth, but it can cut through steel.
Well, it depends how the high pressure you have. Yeah,
it can take any form.
Do you ever have one of those machines and you take the what's that called when
power washer?
Yeah, the power washer.
Mm-hmm.
You get that mildew all over your sidewalk and it takes it right off.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you got a boat.
Redo your deck. Maybe you have a boat.
Clean your boat.
A boat.
Clean the hull. Good hull talk.
If you have the right type of hole, that water flows right off.
Takes
that.
A lot of pounding, a lot of pressure.
That's why you cut that water.
A lot of really high quality materials that drive up the cost.
The hull?
The hull, yeah. The hull of the boat.
Make the craft seaworthy.
Hull's a nice little town in Mass.
If it's seaworthy, consider going for a ride. You don't mind. Hardy has headlines. It's 12:30 here on Zolak and Bertrand. Don't go anywhere.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox working out in Fort Myers. They will begin their spring training campaign next Thursday when they take on Northeastern for the NBA. It's All-Star Weekend, and tonight it's the Rising Stars game. Jason Tatum going to participate. Jaylen Brown going to participate, playing for Team USA. Speaking of Team USA, men's hockey beat Slovenia last night 2-1. Excuse me, Slovakia. They lost to Slovenia the other day.
There you go.
Now we got it. What else? Oh, Bruins heading out for Vancouver. They start a Western road trip tomorrow night. That's going to be a late one, 10 o'clock local time, right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Headlines are brought to you by Pride Motor Group, Washington's birthday sales event, presidential savings on all Chevy, Hyundai, and Kias on the Linway in Lynn, or visit PrideMotorGroup.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
everything's okay. Bring me southern kisses from your room.
This is great that we actually have listeners.
Meeting me in the middle of the night.
Requested.
Let me hear you say everything's all right.
They requested Yacht Rock songs.
Your perfume.
It's great. Thank you, listeners.
Oh, gods and years when rise and fall, and there's always something more. Lost in talk, I waste my time, and it's all been said before. While further down behind the masquerade, the tears are
I don't know this song. I've heard it before. I just asked Jim. I wasn't familiar with what it was, though.
Hold on. Wait for the hook.
Right now. Meet me in the middle of the day. Let me hear you say everything's okay. Come on out beneath the shining sun.
Okay.
Meet me in the middle of the night. Let me hear you say.
Sorry, so put that boot. How many knots would you? Yeah, put your
I'd be at 12 knots at
12?
This one.
No, yeah, you'd go 4 to 5. Cruise at 4 to 5. And that's when you get the folding deck chairs.
You wouldn't
for
be
you boaters,
ripping
you know
across,
what I'm
you know,
about.
You wouldn't be opening
the,
her up.
No, white padded deck chairs on the back. You get the little drink holders around the side. Just put that, like, little sunset cruise. Not bad. Not a bad way. End the night. Hardy doesn't even know what that song is.
We've got two calls. Listen, I just want to let the listeners know something.
What?
Zoe and I have not talked about Malcolm Butler at all today. Okay? There have been a lot of criticisms thrown this station's way for the amount of Malcolm Butler talk since the Super Bowl. I have not talked about it at all today. Zoe has not brought it up at all today. Yet we continue to get bombarded with Malcolm Butler calls.
People still want to talk about Malcolm
Butler.
And
that's fine. That's I'm more than happy to take those calls. More than happy to do
when
it.
When you do live local sports talk.
I'm not getting blamed for this
right.
anymore.
No, but when you do live local sports talk, this is part of you know adjusting to what the callers and a local show.
It's about being sensitive right. to the listeners right. and their needs and wants.
Right. And we do that. We sense that sensitivity. We do.
Paulie in the truck. What do you got on Malcolm Butler today?
Well, I'm sitting at dinner last night with my girlfriend. We're out to dinner, and I'm saying, so I.
What's her name?
I think I got this thing figured out from Malcolm Butler. She said, well, what is it?
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
You actually talk football with your girlfriend?
Yeah, we're out to dinner last night, and I'm talking.
Where'd you go?
I said it took me a couple of weeks, but I think I go.
Where did you go for dinner, Paulie?
Oh, we were at Boncaldo last night on Route 1 in Noah. It's a nice Italian restaurant.
Yeah, I know that. Nice. Yeah, that's down nice. South yeah. of the stadium, right?
Good. Yeah. Real nice. Yeah.
Okay, all North. Right. Nice spot.
All right, so you and the girl, you're talking football. Lucky gal. Go ahead. Keep going.
And I said, how do I think? The clue is what happened to Alan Branch. You know, and like I said to you guys.
Yeah, he got fat
and
quick.
If he's not here, you see the whole thing's going up in smoke. And I think. Those words were prophetic, be it the up and smoke words. I really think that, you know, he's hanging around at night getting ripped, Alan Branch, and he doesn't care if you're a veteran or a cornerback in your prime. I think that Butler was doing the same thing. He may have been warned or may have just been caught. He was just kind of fading and doing his own thing during the week. He was sick, and I think he may have a little attitudinal problems with it all. On top of it all, he's no way he's going to bench me. And he sent the message to the entire team, I don't care if you're better on the way out.
Hey, Paulie.
I'll call him back in the prime. Paulie,
shut up.
Paulie.
Hey.
All right, I dropped it. So you can
what do you think he paid for dinner last night? $40?
I understand there's
with
a special at that restaurant. I think you can get dinner for two with wine.
What if I said I don't want
quadruple
wine?
Quadruple sawbucks, I believe you call that. $40.
What if I said I don't want wine? You cut me a deal?
There's a rebate program.
It's still
a hell of a deal. That's when you throw down a $50 bill and you say, wham, bam, thank you, man.
See, that's where you think that's good advertising. That's creative marketing because Applebee's always has the 2 for $20 going. So why don't we do 2 for $40 with wine? Yeah, that's how you get you in the door. Yeah.
It's a good classy joint. Like it there.
A nice dinner.
Probably had the Ville Francaise.
What?
Ville Francaise. Francais, Ville Francaise.
All right.
Bob in New Hampshire with his theory on Malcolm Butler.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Really good.
Hey, so I think everybody's got the wrong take on this. I don't think it has much to do with Malcolm Butler at all.
Oh.
I think, you know, this stems from the Garoppolo trade earlier in the year. And, you know, just hear me out on this. 2010... I think it was a divisional game against the Jets, and you got the whole commentary from Wes Walker with the feet. How long?
Yeah, he sat one play, I believe, the opening kick.
No, no, he sat. Or he the sat opening at least series. Yeah.
Opening series.
So fast forward to 2014, second half against Seattle in the Super Bowl, and Kyle Arrington's not doing his job. He's got no problem replacing him, putting in Malcolm Butler. So to do what he did is basically tantamount to cutting your nose off to spite your face. He sat the guy no matter what was happening on the field. He watched the whole thing go up in smoke.
He predetermined going into that game defensively he will not play a single snap for me.
So why do you do that? Why do you do that?
I don't know. To me, that's an indicator of discipline.
Your hypothesis says it had said you said it had nothing to do with Malcolm Butler. So
if he's not going to play, then don't dress him. You understand what I'm saying?
Let him answer. I don't know.
I think it has everything to do with the fact that he was not happy with Kraft, not happy with Brady, and who's going to get screwed more? And I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Who's been criticized more? Who's been criticized more? Who's been criticized more since this loss? The owner, the head coach, or the quarterback?
I don't think he cares.
Come on. I'm not asking you if he cares or not, and I know he doesn't. But whose legacy, if we're going to talk legacies and winning and records, as this thing all shakes down,
so you think,
biting off my own nose despite my face.
You think Bill wanted to lose?
I don't know if he wanted them to lose, but
okay.
I think it was, hey.
All right, that's where we end the call.
I think you're crazy.
Because if you're even considering that the guy wanted to lose the game, mm-hmm. Now we've entered crazy town. We've taken a trip to crazy town.
Yeah, Bill's gonna take a hit on his legacy because now I'm going to have a pissing match with a player. And I'm going to show him.
Plus, I mean,
he did bring up a good point.
Connect the dots for me, Zoe. Belichick is unhappy with Kraft and with Brady.
Yeah.
So to get back at them, he is going to bench Malcolm Butler.
Yep. And in turn, I'm going to let the quarterback that I'm angry with throw for over 500 yards, three touchdowns, and I love this song.
This is
I'm upset with Zolak.
To
so you know what I'm going to do?
What is this?
I'm going to go punch T-Bone right in the throat because I'm upset with Zoe. Like, what?
Okay, I see what you're
really
doing.
Not really, T-Bone.
So if I hate the Fuppets, I should go in and kick Billy Lanny right in the ass.
Not too much of a connection.
Because he's technically on that show, but he's not.
Yeah.
And he looks like a Fuppet.
No, but it's too close. I think you have to kick, like,
Jimmy.
No. Maybe Nick Cattles.
Okay. Yes.
Since you asked.
Who would win in a fight, Sarge or Cattles?
Oh, Cattles. Not even close. I think Cattles could hold his own.
He's scrappy.
Yeah, he's absolutely. Like he's Rhode Island.
Someone
like, small
me
never
town.
Gives in.
He's towny scrappy.
Hey,
he is.
I ordered Rough and Rowdy last night, by the way.
You did?
Yeah,
you
I did.
Got in under a deadline.
Yeah,
huh?
I did. I got it for $10. I'm going to watch
that's
it.
That's awesome. Do you see the two brothers are going to fight each other?
Yes, the two twins?
Yeah.
Big Bubba, Little Bubba.
Meat, and Meathead. I knock him out. He's a booey.
Call and someone, word. And I tweeted to Prez that I was like, I got in before the deadline, before you gouged me.
Yeah.
I didn't say that to him, but
retweet you?
Someone tweeted back and was like, if you could pick a Rough and Rowdy fight at the Sports Hub, would you rather see Cattles take on Keefe, or would you rather see Cattles take on Jones? And I said, Cattles, Jones,
Keefe.
Are you kidding
me? No, Cattles, Keefe. Jones against
no, because
no.
I don't think there's any real hate. Those guys don't hate each other.
But I'm looking for a fight, though. I'm looking for a good fight. Jones would not fight.
No, but Jones would be the type that would run around the ring. And run away from him the whole time and annoy the hell out of Nick, and I would pay to see just that.
He'd pull an Andy Kaufman.
Yeah. Like, that's what he would do. And I would just pay to see Jones taunting him running around the ring.
He would take a punch just to say, oh, that's all you got, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Did that hurt?
Is that all you got?
I was expecting more.
Yeah.
I
tell you what, Cattle, this is a pretty good anthem.
More. I expected more.
You hit me where it counts.
That's what I would do. 617-779-0985. This is a carefree Friday here.
Yeah, we're loaded
on this show, but
loaded.
We've got all kinds of Butler calls. Can't shake those away. People are hot to talk Butler.
Yep.
We'll keep doing that. Also got a couple Bruins calls that I do want to get into as we get closer and closer to the NHL trade deadline.
Live local sports talk. Thanks for hanging with us.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's my favorite food.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
What? This is Hall & Oates, Scott Zolak.
They got some good songs. Come on, let's go. Get to it.
Come on, let's pick it up.
Good grief, the intro on this.
Jesus.
Yeah, this is
like a Juggalo. It's like a Juggalo song.
Interesting that you picked this one.
No, it's really. Juggalo and Uncle Diesel. They would have like a minute and a half, minute 45 second intro.
It's like talking up the ramp of Enter Sandman.
Still taking a while, you know? Everybody's trying to tell
me what is. You're on the boat, you don't care, so.
That's right. You're right. I'm still like going out of the inlet, so you're not even in the wake zone. Mm-hmm.
But it's playing.
Yeah, it starts leaving on that throttle a little. Let's go.
It picks up in a hurry, though. Well, not in a hurry, but it picks up in a big way.
Still cruising, still bait lines.
I think I got the strength to carry on. Yeah. I need a drink and a conversation.
Here it comes.
Now it's playing with you.
Wow.
A little pitchy, dog.
Yeah, a little bit.
Love our boat days. I love boat days.
What will we rename ourselves as a Yacht Rock station? Like, what's the name of a good
crew?
Late 70s, early. No, no, like, we need a new name for the station. We can't be like. Got your Hall & Oates. Sports, little blue-eyed soul taking you into this Friday on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Downeaster.
No, you need a music station name.
Downeaster Music.
Downeaster. Downeaster Radio.
Where's the wind blowing?
98.5 Cool Wind.
Cool Wind!
No, no, it's got to be like 98.5 The Wind.
Jim, I like that. You know, because if you're tired of your old station, time for a
The Wind.
Time for a cool change. Right?
Cool change. Little River Band.
98.5 The Wind.
The Wind.
Ahoy!
98.5 Ahoy! Station images itself.
98.5 Ahoy!
I can have a what station ID and imaging H-O-Y. Package ready for you by 2:30.
That's what I'm kind of looking for. Yeah. You know,
well, get going. 2:30, I'll be gone.
The Wind.
Problem is, social media, people get very angry very fast with things they don't like, and it's far too easy for someone to go, dude, the wind blows.
Right.
You can't do that.
Yeah, who farted in the wind?
Right.
Yeah. Hey, you know wind.
Yeah.
I think people like the flow, the format of our show today.
Well, hey,
we're loaded on phones.
It's live and local, well, as we like to say.
It's the only live local sports show right now.
Give me the time and temp, Hardy, if you don't mind.
12:56, 52 degrees. Beetle, back to you.
Thanks for listening to The Wind.
In Boston, live. 12:56, post-meridian in the year of our Lord, 2018, 16 February.
617-779-0985.
Someone did take your phone call live right now.
We'll take it live and on the air right now.
Thomas T-Bone Morgan taking your calls.
Thomas T-Bone.
John and Walpole. John, go ahead.
You're live.
How are you? Hello.
Hello, John.
Hey, Scott. How
you have a long-distance dedication
Johnny.
You'd like to share?
John, what's up, man?
Quick question. Do you think the Pats would ever re-sign Malcolm Butler?
No, I think that ship has sailed here on the wind.
You know what? In a weird sadistic way, I was wondering this after the game, if this was some deep-hidden ploy to sort of muddy the waters with Malcolm at the
muddy
end of a bad
waters.
Year. At the end of a bad year, for what it is for Malcolm's terms,
I think
a
he'll
bad
be
year for him.
Anchoring his ship elsewhere next season.
Lowering the... You see, you don't think he's going to be wading these waters?
No, I don't think re-signing him would be a breeze at all.
He'll be testing the free agent waters, for sure.
And then you have to go fishing for another corner.
Relationship between him and Belichick, a little salty.
Yes.
Salty, definitely salty.
How many Nazi run the 40 in?
Scott. Scott's in the car. Scott.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing okay.
Great.
Right. It sounds like you're having too much fun there, I'll tell you.
Well, all right. Let's all quit and go home. Good afternoon.
How you doing, buddy? Good evening. Good what
night.
Do you got?
Hey, well, you guys just touched on it. I think actually Kraft wanted to sign Malcolm Butler for an extended contract. And Belichick said, not on my watch. And the only time he could sit him was right before game. Otherwise, Kraft would have known he was sitting him.
Yeah, but, I mean, what would Robert Kraft or Jonathan Kraft's like, specific interest be in Malcolm Butler? Like, what is it about? Is he so special? Has he created such a relationship between him and ownership? Or is his play on the field been so special?
Well, he made one of the greatest plays in Super Bowl history. Yeah, he helped secure himself a ring.
But even those
trophy.
Guys are not going to look at that one play and say, we need to sign him to a long-term contract when there may be other guys out there we can have for cheaper at a comparable skill
then
level.
Why'd you do what you did with Gilmore would be my question to that. Why would you dip your toes in free agency at 9:01 a.m. first day of free agency and have a $60 million guaranteed contract?
I don't know why they just didn't do it with Malcolm Butler, though, but that ship has sailed.
Right.
Yeah. There's loyalty there. And
well, I don't know. I'd say it's more like two ships passing in the night.
Yes,
I wouldn't say that it was a strong bond.
I'd say they lost
I think he's a beacon of light on a foggy night.
They lost their moral compass when it came to Malcolm Butler right with that Gilmore signing. Mm-hmm.
Where'd he go to school down in Alabama? Was that Northeastern or was that a Downeaster? Downeaster State, Alabama. Western Alabama? Was a windblown west.
Rough. Yes. Might be over now. That may have killed it.
Yeah, that was trying too hard. Trying way too hard.
We're sunk.
Better call Cito.
What? I don't know.
Well, if you're going down, you want to call Cito. Well, it's worth investing in. It's like insurance,
taking on water.
Boat insurance.
I mean,
we're taking on water right now. You need a bigger boat.
I want to see Zoe dig us out of the snow.
Arr.
Get us back on track.
Yeah.
Come on, do it.
Let's go to, a lot of people still want to talk about Butler. Oh, screw it. Let's go to headlines. Hardy's Hub headline right here, 90 seconds.
Okay.
No commercials. And then it's the final hour of Yacht Rock.